At Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana, a hearing got underway today to consider the fate of two American pilots. Last year in Afghanistan, the soldiers mistakenly dropped a 500-pound bomb on a Canadian military unit. At issue, whether Majors Harry Schmidt and William Umbach are criminals or just military men who made a tragic error. Four Canadians died and eight were wounded in the incident last April. Derek Stoffel of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation was at today's hearing, and he's on the line now from Barksdale Air Force Base. Hello, Derek.
Good afternoon.
Derek, the lawyer for the two pilots was expected to argue that his clients were overworked and compelled to take amphetamines to help them stay awake. Did he actually follow that tack today?
Well, let me back up and start by telling you what happened here today. It started with the investigating officer basically reading the charges against these men, and of course that four counts of involuntary manslaughter, eight counts of assault, and then there's dereliction of duty. It really wasn't until this afternoon that we got any testimony on the stand of a Canadian soldier, the gentleman who was in charge of the Canadian troops on the ground that night in April when they were undergoing a training exercise near Kandahar Airport. He was asked to describe the situation when the bomb fell, and Captain Joseph Jasper said he had just turned around. He did see the bomb fall. He hit the ground, asked, "What the hell is going on here?" And then he got up, found one of his men was injured, then started to sort of walk around trying to find out what was happening. He found three of his men dead. A few minutes later, they found the fourth soldier who was killed. So right now, we're still into the technical details. We haven't really heard any of the defense arguments as of yet, Michelle.
Majors Umbach and Schmidt are facing a number of charges. How much time could they potentially face?
Well, we're told if they were convicted of everything, 64 years in jail in a military prison. But I want to caution you that we're very far away from that. This is an Article 32 hearing, which is a military term for what's similar, I would say, to a preliminary hearing in Canada, or you're probably more familiar with the grand jury investigation. So this is, as the military calls it, a vehicle for discovery. They're trying to find out more what happened on the ground that night. At the end of this process, what will happen is the investigating officer will write a report, and in it he could recommend a number of things, you know, ranging really from no punishment be taken against the two pilots, a court-martial with different levels of punishment, whether that be, you know, salaries reduced or an honorable or dishonorable discharge, or he could recommend, and recommend is the key word here, that this case go to a court-martial where they do face the criminal charges. At the end of that, it's actually up to the commander of the Air Force division that the two men were flying under that night to make a decision. So we're some ways away yet.
From what you've said, it sounds like the testimony today was quite gruesome. I understand the widows and the families of the four Canadian soldiers who died were listening to all of this from the other side of the base. Any sense of what they made of today's proceedings?
No, because we're being kept away from both the families of the Canadian victims and of the American pilots. At one end of the base, there is a room where the Canadian family members are, and they're watching on closed-circuit television. And, you know, in the same building, quite a distance away, the American families are watching. So it's clear that authorities don't want the two families mingling with each other, and I very much doubt that they will see each other during this hearing that's expected to last 2 weeks.
Here in the United States, there's a sort of a sweep of patriotism that seems to have imbued this case. These pilots are often portrayed as heroes who were just following orders. How closely is this story being watched in Canada, and how is it playing out there?
This is a huge story in Canada, and you can judge that by the fact that I think there's probably, if not equal amounts of media from Canada, if there's probably more of us here from Canada covering this. This was voted the biggest news story of the year last year in Canada. You've got to remember, this is the first time that Canadians have lost any troops in combat since the Korean War some 50 years ago, so we're not used to things like this happening, and that's perhaps why there is so much interest in this case.
Thanks, Derek.
You're welcome.
The CBC's Derek Stoffel.